Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. So grateful to be back with you as always. And today I am coming back off of a couple days, last minute trip to Lucidity Festival, which was extra epic, always epic, super magical container for lots of transformation. And I kind of went last minute just for the final day. And it was wonderful, as you can imagine, and feeling blessed and blissed to be here. Had some cool magic to actually unfold in the last few days too, right before I left. And maybe I'll start off today sharing a little bit about that. So always good for some story time, right? You guys are up for it. Some cool happening. So I was planning out or working through some of the logistical stuff with the Mystic Manor, which you guys are probably waiting like, when is it going to be announced? I keep thinking it's going to be this week. I still think it's going to be this week. Hopefully next week, I'm not saying this week, and it's already all the details have come out. But the good news is most of all the stuff that's been a setback has really been because things are shifting and expanding and, actually developing in a really good way. The delays have been really, really great. So it's been a great lesson. And it's actually some of what I want to talk about today is this idea of letting things happen in divine timing and not forcing anything. If it's not coming, leave it alone. And that's definitely been the case with this. I mean, I originally thought a month or so ago I'd be announcing all the details, and things have been pushed back for one reason or another. But ultimately, those have led to good developments, which, you know, has created even more of a rich experience that I'm going to be able to offer all you guys who come to the Mystic Manor and, visit me at the house and the rest of the Optimistic crew. And for those of you who are hearing about this for the first time, it's actually in regards to a new show called Optimistic, spelled M-Y-S-T-I-C, that we're going to be shooting. That's like a late night style talk show, consciousness related, live guests, live music, all happening out of this epic property I'm calling the Mystic Manor, beginning in July. And so super excited about it. And for those of you who are interested in coming to the Mystic Manor, and we're going to be doing 7-day retreats for a select number of people over the course of July 2019 to July 2020, and going to be announcing that, like I said, soon. I do think by the end of this week, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Something pops up that's like a logistical detail that I need to iron out before I unleash it all to to all you guys. But if you're interested and you want to be on the mailing list as soon as it's ready to go, the first thing we're going to do is send an email to everyone to sort of, since there is limited spots, give those people sort of first crack at dates and everything like that to come and be a part. You get to be on the show. You get to spend a week with me and the whole crew, and you know, going to curate workshops and healing sessions and chef prepared meals. It's going to be super, super epic. But if you're interested, you can drop me an email, Brandon@positivehead.com, and I'll let you guys know as soon as the details come out. But it is very close. And so anyway, my story, I was sort of working through some of the issues with what's going to happen at the house, who's going to be there on a permanent basis, who's going to be there some of the time as far as the supporting crew. And there was definitely some kinks working all that out. And I worked out a big one a few days ago, and I was just in like an elated state because it had just worked out. And I was super, super excited about having worked that kink out and feeling really good about it. And the person that I'd worked it out with, who was originally going to be staying there, having their own room there, and ultimately is not because of, you know, some of the way things unfolded. But after we sort of worked through all the kinks surrounding that, I was feeling really elated, and I'd sent this person a song that I love that's all about upgrading your life, you know, sort of moving from becoming a cub to a lion is what it talked about. And he's a fellow Leo, and shared it with him. And then right after that, sending this song about upgrading, someone in front of me, license plate says upgrader, of course. So I get in this very ecstatic, elated state. I start speaking out loud, thank you to source for all the things that are manifesting and all the magic in my life. And just really, really feeling gratitude fully. And for all the things that are unfolding and coming and, you know, things that are being worked through. And then literally, so not only did the license plate thing happen right after sending that song, which was all about upgrading, then I pull in to my house. You know, I was driving in my car, and I walk up, and there's a picture on my front steps, and someone had just randomly put a painted canvas that said Merry Christmas on it. And it actually had symbology. It had like these five cupcakes on a plate and then one off of the cupcake. And I instantly, like within a few minutes, tied it into, hold on, what's the symbology of this? And then there's like five of us that will be in the house all the time, and then one working sort of remotely, which is what I just worked through. And I was like, whoa, one is off the plate, the other five are on it, and it's Merry Christmas. And it was just like, it's April. Where did a Christmas picture randomly come from on my front step? You know, and then I go meet with the person that I had been sorting out the issue with, and they have a friend with them named Nick. And then I instantly like, oh, you know, and this person is like super magic and lovely. And I meet this new friend right after called Nick. And I'm like, someone else points out, hey, it's Saint Nick. And I'm like, what? And we heard a Christmas song on the way going into the event. That was at Lucidity on the way into the event. It just was like on and on. And so I don't know where that picture came from, how it ended up. Something randomly it put it on my front doorstep at this elated moment where I was expressing so much gratitude for all the gifts that are unfolding in my life. And it's just yet another confirmation that magic is real. Probably some of you out there will have some sort of a Christmas reference now. Christmas in April reference today as a result of tapping into this thread of just magic and this idea that, you know, Christmas is every day, right? Every day can be like Christmas if you're tuned into the right vibrational resonance. And that's really, you know, what I want to talk about. If you're not feeling it, if it's not working, if something's not working for you, it's, you know, this moving into the optimistic, you know, doing the optimistic show and moving into the Mystic Manor, great example. You know, my intention was to release all the details to you guys a month or so ago. And it wasn't quite time. I thought it was time. I wanted it to be time, but oh, hold on. There's a kink in the road. Oh, hold on. Slow down. There's a kink. Oh, and as a result of slowing down, something better came up. Something wonderful came up that was a change for the better that will make the experience better, that'll make the show better, that'll make it better for you guys when you visit. And so learning to leave something alone if it isn't coming, letting it unfold in its divine timing. It is everything. for us to get this down. You know, I've started to really pay attention to my energy. If I'm feeling sort of depleted or withdrawn or unsure or a little, you know, a lot of times on Mondays, I'll find I can feel that way when I first get going. It's like I've just had a few days off and now all of a sudden I'm back to a sort of a normal workflow again. And, you know, oftentimes I work on the weekends, but it's not a normal workflow and it's not as heavy as a workflow as the weekdays for me. And then just kind of like, oh, okay, I'm moving into this heightened state of productivity and work. And sometimes it can be just a little bit daunting. And then I'll sort of get upset with myself, or not upset, but, you know, think, oh, you can't afford to like be not high energy. And what I've started doing is really noticing when my energy isn't that high and just leaving things alone. Trusting that the best way to get things done is to relax into them. It's all going to unfold in divine timing. You don't need to sort of go, 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 go all the time. You guys may know motivational speaker Jay Shetty. I heard him speaking about, you know, he meditates 2 hours a day, and you think someone is, you know, super busy guy, super high profile. Someone actually I'd like to have on the show at some point. Probably will. And, you know, spending 2 hours, it's like the Osho statement. It's like everyone should meditate 20 minutes a day. Unless you don't have time, you should meditate an hour. And so it's really important to start fine tuning, really tapping into the fine tuned, subtle energies of how you're feeling. And if you're feeling sort of lower energy or depleted or anything like that, just take times for self-care. It's not, you know, constantly trying to move things around in the physical world to get things done is not, you know, not the way to get things done. It's not the most productive way. If you can move into that, you know, the beautiful thing about being in a meditative state for 2 hours, you're in that state of quantum superposition where you are opening up to all kinds of possibilities. You're actually getting work done, you know. As Osho also said, don't just do something, sit there. And that's what he is referencing. Like if we really, and this is, you know, we're in a society that trains us, has taught us that you just need to be going, 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 going. When really, when your energy is retractive and it's showing you that, hey, you need some self-care, you need to dial it back. That's the most productive thing that you can do. And if it's feeling like it's a struggle, give it a rest. That's a clip I'm about to share here in a minute by Esther Hicks Abraham. That's, you know, that's what it's titled. When it feels like a struggle, give it a rest, because if it's not coming, leave it alone. Focusing on the things that are working, focusing on, oh, OK, my energy is not as high today, Monday, as it was last Thursday. And that's OK. There's nothing wrong with me. I actually am being more productive by going in and taking more time for myself, knowing that there's infinite time in front of me to get it all done. These time frames that we impose on all kinds of plans that we have, it's okay to set an expectation for a time frame to get something done. But if it's not flowing for you, or something is manifesting that's showing it needs to be pushed back or reevaluated or reassessed or restructured, that's part of the flow of how everything unfolds in your life. I mean, think about it. Hardly anything has ever happened to you that just unflowed exactly like you thought it would at the front. Not probably never, right? And yet we continue to have these rigid ideas about timeframes and how it's going to manifest and the way and path that's going to come. Really, your job is to just follow what you're feeling in each moment with every plan that it could shift on you. And if you can be that fluid and flow in your way of navigating, that's graceful. That's with ease. That's how you create with grace and ease. And if you're constantly holding to a rigid idea or time frame or view of how you think it's supposed to manifest, man, you're in for a bumpy ride, because that's not really how it works. That's not how the universe brings things to you. Your job becomes to just reassess. It's all feedback. Oh, the feedback's telling me shift, course correct. Oop, course correct. Oh, delay. Oh, self-care. Oop, dial back. Okay, go within, meditate some more. Okay, slow down. I don't have to get it all done today. All I have to do is know the next step and listen to the subtle energies, what is being shown to me in any each given minute. And if you learn how to just constantly tune back in to the subtle energies that are that are coming through you, they're guiding you on what you need to do next. And so much of the time it's not, you know, move things around in the external world. It's really, really tuning within yourself. So let's jump into this clip, shall we? Abraham Hicks, founded on the Flying High YouTube page. When it feels like a struggle, give it a rest.
Absolutely having one of the best crews ever for myself. It's been magical every time I turn around. All of these magnificent little rendezvous, enlightenments, even during lunch yesterday, it was like a lot of aha moments. My question that I have...
Those manifestations feel good, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
They aren't necessary for your feeling good, but they are evidence of your feeling good. So often, you want an experience in order to promote feeling good, when what we want is for you to understand that those good feeling experiences are evidence that you already do feel good. You feel the difference? I need to do this so that I can feel good, or I do feel good, and then this happens, and this happens, and this happens, and this happens. It's really an important thing to get clear in your mind. Yeah.
Yes. And that brings me to the now. You know, that was yesterday's. And sometimes I like looking back at, for me, the evidence builds the confidence of allowing myself to go to new manifestations without the struggle.
Well, looking back isn't the best idea you've ever had, but go on.
I don't go too far back. Like yesterday, which is as far as I wanted to go on that and on that aspect. And there were so many wonderful manifestations during yesterday. It's just like, and I wasn't even aware of...
It's a good thing when you're in joyful moments to acknowledge that you are and focus upon them and practice the vibration of them, practice the feeling of them. It's what we call milking it for more. It's like accomplishing a more substantial vibration of it. And there certainly isn't anything wrong with revisiting that to reinforce that substantial vibration of well-being. In other words, if that's what you're talking about, anything that causes you to reinforce your awareness of wonderful things is always to your advantage.
And very much so. And that's where I'm trying to shore up and well up all of this abundance that's within me, to the point that it's easier for me to be receptive to it, because I'm really ready to be ready to be ready to be ready for so many different things to happen in my life.
Listen to your own conversation a little bit and feel in it the element of just of trying a little bit. You're really not separating the question from the answer that much. You're sort of doing what you were doing before you heard the last 35 minutes of conversation about all of that. So maybe you could redirect it now that you know what you know, because we know you received what we just talked about. So speak to your question briefly, without any examples, with just, I want, what I want is, I want.
Okay. I want an abundance of financial abundance to support the particulars of this continued lifestyle that I am now so embracing and so joyous and so expanding
upon. So the whole time that we were having this conversation, what was in your question was abundance, money.
Yes.
Did you have any idea of that? Didn't sound like that. So why were you talking about what you were talking about? Because it's working.
Yes, very much so.
Because it's working. Now, what we want you to understand is the more you talk about those things that are working, the more the abundance that you've already asked about will work too. But now you're focused back on the question of the abundance, and now you got yourself all blocked off again.
Well, you asked me.
We know we did, because we wanted to get it out here in the open where you could see what's going on. In other
yes.
words, isn't that helpful to all of you? You had this wonderful relationship experience with a whole lot of people. Your heart was singing. You're tuned in, tapped in, tuned in. So were they. And there was everybody having a good time. On point. You are in the receiving mode of so many things that you're wanting. And you were living the manifestation of that alignment. And then... now you want to talk about abundance, where you're not right now living the manifestation to the degree of the abundance that you're wanting. And now we're focused back on that question. Now,
well, the question as a result of you asking is, but the majority of my feeling has been since I've arrived in Barcelona and on this cruise is that...
We know that's true. And since that is true, then your abundance is becoming more. Can that be enough?
Yes.
Then you're done.
Absolutely. I'm trying to navigate an unfamiliar aspect of letting. How do I not let go? Because what I no longer want to do is struggle, and I'm struggling here in these words right now.
It's all right. We sort of trapped you here because it's for the good of everyone.
But my whole focus is I no longer want to struggle. I'm giving up the struggle. Path of least resistance.
Well, you know how you give up the struggle? You give up the struggle by never bringing up an unresolved desire again, by just bringing up the ones that are working.
This one is absolutely working, and I can feel it, and I'm dovetailing it with a lot of other
and
things.
And it's not that long ago that was the question, and now that's not the question because that answer is coming in abundance.
I'm in a particular place emotionally where, in this particular topic, I have not allowed myself to go before. And I'm unfamiliar with it. That's why I was trying to say that I draw from yesterday's experience to shore it up.
We're talking about the same things. So I'm unfamiliar. So hear this. You're really going to hear this clearly. So I have a desire for lovely relationships. And however it happened, we don't have to go back and talk about it. I have found mostly alignment with that subject. And so now I'm having lovely relationships. But I also have a question about more abundance, and I don't have the answers to the more abundance. So if you focus upon the happy relationships, the more abundance comes. This is what we mean when we say you got 10 topics, 9 of them are just the way you want them, 1 of them isn't. Most people spend all their time asking the question about that one, and they hold that one in suspended animation. Focus on anything where energy is flowing, and then energy flows to everything, even the abundance. But if you focus upon the topic where the energy isn't flowing as much as you want, then you slow the energy down.
I understand that, but that's not exactly what I was doing at all. My real question is how can I continue to expand upon the enthusiasm of living in this answer without feeling like I'm abandoning the desire? Because that's where I'm finding myself in.
There's your confusion because...
Correct. I'm looking for clarity.
We'll just say it to you straight up, as loudly and as clearly and as directly as we can. You cannot abandon a desire. And attention to it isn't abandoning it, it's crippling it.
So how can I expand on my enthusiasm for that outcome?
See, so here we are. Here's the problem. When you increase your attention to a subject, when you're still more in the problem end of it than in the solution end of it, increasing it slows it way, 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 way down. So the answer is you got to be sure that you're in the receiving mode, and then in the receiving mode, you increase it. Don't goose it up until you're sure which end of the stick you're on.
And that's where I'm at right now.
Does that make sense to you? This is such a good conversation. So we began today by wanting to discuss with you the difference between the problem end of the stick and the solution end of the stick, or the something missing end of the stick and something being present end of the stick. And we said to you, as clearly as we've ever said, you got to put separation... time separation between you being vibrationally active in the question and you seeking the vibrational answer. In other words, you got to put separation in that. So had lots of nice conversations about that. Everybody sort of gets that if you're hammering away at the question, then the solution cannot come. Then we talked about there are some aspects of your life where the solutions are abundant. And you said to us, I like thinking back on those situations where the solutions are already evident, where the solutions are already abundant, because I like to own that vibration. And we say, yes, do that on the subjects that don't activate any discord. Because once you're already connected to source about something and you're already receiving, then anything that you add to that is just going to increase the momentum, and you're just going to have more and more and more and more fun on the subject. But if it's a subject where you haven't made that jump yet and you attempt to increase the momentum of it, all it does is compound the question and make you more resistant to the answer. Can you hear that? Because the human part of you feels like if you just get in there and go after it in a sort of determined way. But This vibrational world is a different world than the action world. The action world is about sort of brute force, and the stronger you are and the bigger you are and the more there are of you, the more you can move stuff around. But in a vibrational world, it's not like that. In a vibrational world, it's subtle and fine-tuning. It's tuning. It's not going hard after things. It's tuning.
That's exactly where I find myself now, but it's new to me. It's very new to me. And it's,
we know that it is, but what can be hard about this answer? Abraham, I have this thing that I've wanted for a while and it isn't coming. What should I do? Leave it alone. Well, I know I should leave it alone, but I've got this thing. I've wanted it for such a long time. What should I do? How can I make it come to me? Just leave it alone. Are you sure I should leave it alone? Because it feels like I should be hard after it. Well, you should leave it alone because your vortex has got hold of it and your inner being has got hold of it. And it's working on your behalf. It's been moved to the universe's side of the placemat. It's been moved to the universe's side of the placemat. So now you can let go of it. And if you keep putting it on your side of the placemat, then you're going to keep doing a crappy job of it instead of letting the universe do a divine job of it. Just trying to get your attention.
Oh, you got it loud and clear. I'm all yours.
Well,
you know,
we don't have anything else.
Yeah.
That's it. Trying too hard is a human tendency because you've been working so hard with your action. You've been offering so much action to compensate for energy that you didn't quite get figured out, you see. And so just know that anything that feels like a struggle, leave it alone because you're getting nowhere with it. If you're struggling over it, you're making the struggle more. Leave it alone. If it feels like a struggle, it feels like a struggle for a reason. You're barking up the wrong tree. You're working on the wrong side of the placemat. You just got to let it go. You got to say things to yourself like, well, that's it for me on that for now. I'm not going to think about that because I'm not making any progress. I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let the universe work on it. And I'm going to focus on the things that make me feel good and on the things that make me feel powerful. And I'm going to tune in as often as I can. And I do that often. And I'm just going to let the good times roll. And I'm just going to follow my bliss. And I'm just going to follow the feeling. And when I get an impulse about that, if I do, and I'm sure I will eventually, then I'll follow that impulse. And until then, I'm just going to follow the other impulses. Do you think you're good at following impulses? Or do you think that you get into the receptive mode?
I was yesterday. I couldn't tell the difference between my nose or my toes, and I didn't care.
So if you're in the receptive mode, if you believe that you've been in the receptive mode, and we know that you have been, so when an idea flows, seems like a good idea, yeah? Follow those ideas.
Yes, it does. And that's part of my dilemma, because one of the ideas of starting a particular business was initiated prior to being exposed to Abraham and yourself. And that is where I struggle, because I don't know what kind of receptive mode I was in at the time that I received
that impulse.
Doesn't
matter. None of that matters.
Okay.
None of that matters. When we were teasing with you in the beginning about how we wouldn't look back, you can if you want to, but we wouldn't look back. We don't look back because there is so much that is delicious to focus upon between where you are and where you are going. And so that's what has our undivided attention. And so anything prior to now is irrelevant because in this now, there are only two things that matter. What you're asking for, which is what you're summoning, and what you're doing in relationship to it. The more head-on you hit things, then the more you dig into where you are. The lighter you are about a subject, then the more you're called in the direction of what you want. So you just got to lighten up. Just be less self-aware. Be less self-condemning. Be less aware of dilemma. Be easier about it. Be more trusting that the universe has it. Be more trusting in what's going on in the vortex. Be more accepting of what's going on in the vortex. And meanwhile, just enjoy the quieting of your mind. We know you can't quiet your mind all day, every day, but if you're accomplishing that for a few minutes every day, then that's enough. And it just gets better and better and better and better. You now are more willing to put some separation between the asking for something and the watching out for it and the just letting it be. Separation, we're talking about give it a rest. We're talking about give it a rest. If you hear somebody that you love hammering away about a dilemma, a dilemma, a dilemma, a dilemma, a dilemma, a dilemma, say to them, I love you so much, but give it a rest. Give it a rest. Just give it a rest. Give it a rest. And then say, because Source is on it. Yeah. You've done the work. It's in the vortex. Law of attraction is after it. It's queued up for you. And when you're ready, which you will be when you give it a rest, when you're ready, which you will be when you give it a rest, when you're ready, when you have really given it a rest, you will be, when you're no longer talking about it, you'll be ready when you've given it a rest. You'll receive an idea, and the idea will be so intoxicatingly beautiful that nothing would be able to keep you from moving in the direction of that idea. And until that happens, give it a rest.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Talkspace. As a listener of this podcast, you know it's important to prioritize your mental health and wellness, because when you work on yourself, you'll start to see and feel positive changes in all areas of your life. When it comes to getting help via therapy, Talkspace makes it super convenient to get affordable mental health care from the comfort of your home that's in network for most insurers. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals, and you don't need to wait until something goes wrong in your life to work with someone. Talkspace is there to help with any specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/positive. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/positive to get $100 off your first month. That's talkspace.com/positive. What'd you say here? Leave it alone if it isn't coming. Let the universe do a divine job of it instead of trying too hard. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that you can start to do? Let higher self work out a lot of the kinks while you just resonate with what is working and focus on what feels good, focusing on what's working, following the impulses, reading the feedback. You become like a true navigator of this reality. You're listening to, you're getting all the subtle messages. You're not just a bull in a china shop, bulling over and breaking everything in sight, trying to flail and move things around. I've done a lot of that in my life. I promise you, it just wears you out and gets you nowhere. Be in the receptive mode, she said. And not focusing on any of the thoughts of the past or the plans of the past or how something went in the past doesn't have any bearing on how it's going to unfold now. So anything prior to now, she said, is irrelevant. The lighter, the better you can get. The two things that matter, what you're asking for and what you're doing in relation to it, right? Whatever you're asking for, what are you doing in relation to it? When you have the impulse to do something, you're inspired to do something, to move something around, to take action, do it. If you're unsure, your energy feels off, you feel tired, don't. Stop. Go within. Self-care. Take a bath. Meditate. Have some food. Chat with a friend. You know, whatever it is, read a book. The lighter, the better. Be less self-condemning. Be less aware of the dilemma, right? Be more trusting. Source is already on it. If you've set the intention and that's what you've said what you want, it's already in your vortex. It already is there in your vibrational escrow, waiting for you to become in a vibrational alignment with it. And you'll be ready when you give it a rest. That is the past, the path. It is not just, shoot, ready, aim, right? It's like, take your time, do it in the proper format. Learn how to reformat the way you approach things. And you will find that it comes with so, so much more grace and ease. This has been wonderful. As always, I love you all so, so much. Hope this helps you on your journey back to remembering the truth of who and what you are. You are divinity in physical incarnation. You are it. You cannot lose. You can only pretend to lose. Stop flailing. Relax into it. Till next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. Oh, and I have a track for you. This is Cosmic Quest, Friends from a Past Life. I love the name. Love the song. Hope you enjoy.